Blog Talk Radio.
Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, man, cabbage packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghostwriting, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, lightning bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King when the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this trilogy. Plates bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we come you through your stereo.
This is Journey Braves, and you are now tuned in to the G Hour Show.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Divas and hustlers, welcome to the D Hour Show, Indie Up Saturday. My name is Ray Cole, and I'm here with my co-host, Mitri D. What's up, Mitri? How you been doing?
What's up, Ray?
Not much.
What's good, Radio Land? We back in y'all ear one more again. We're going to bring y'all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mean to snap on you earlier, but
It's all right, Grant.
I'm a little...
It's all right. I know you were sleeping, my bad. I should have texted you instead, right?
Man, I don't even know. I'm just like, who is this? That's all I'm thinking to myself, like, what's going on here? But, yes, today we are going to be chopping it up with hip-hop artist Jilly, straight out of the NYC, and R&B artist Mookie Tolliver. We will also be discussing the over-sexualization of women in the music industry and T.I. and Tiny divorce rumors. And we may be, you know, introducing our new producer segment as well. So with that being said, sit back, relax, and chill, and we will be right back in a sec. Right now we're going to play Pharrell Williams, Happy For You. Here we go.
Might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel
trust a little bit. You go get 100%. I don't want nobody but you. Don't want nobody touching me, baby.
Pharrell Williams was happy, and Angela Bassett, Algebra Blessed with Nobody But You. So
I like that song.
I guess, yeah, it was pretty. It was a little, you know, a little like, okay, you know what I'm saying?
But you know, when Pharrell come on, everybody gets the bouncing and stuff, be like, cause I'm happy. Every single person sounds so bad.
Did you see him with that hat on, though?
Oh,
that sombrero. You know what hat I'm talking about, right?
Hey,
yeah.
Out, yo.
How old is he?
I understand the skinny thing. You know, people want to be skinny, but, yo.
Nah, that's too skinny.
Like, yo, we need to eat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but how old is he? Like 40, and he ain't got that grown man weight yet. You know, normally at a certain point, you kind of, you know, put a little something on you. He ain't got nothing.
Oh,
he probably ain't eating. He needs somebody to cook for him.
Yo, trust me, your boy know about the grown man weight. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, eating. But I'm just saying, everybody get a little grown man, grown woman weight after a while. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just saying I was a toothpick in high school, so... You know, I'm just speaking from experience. But we're going to hop into this. I'm going to let you pick. Which one you want to do first? You want to do the over-sexualization of women, or you want to do T.I. and Tiny?
You know what? I know you. So we're going to do the over-sex. You know, we're going to do the women, though. I like to talk about the women. We know how
you like now.
So we can talk about the women.
Okay, whatever. So here's this article that I have. It says, industry torn over sexualization of young women. This is out of desertnews.com via Google, of course, and this was written by Amanda Taylor. Okay, Miley Cyrus is a household name at this point. Going from Sweet Double Life Living, Hannah Montana, Miley Stewart on the Disney Channel to warning us that she can't be tamed. Now she's seemingly everywhere. I should have sounded this word out. We're going to skip over it. Anyways, her something has not escaped comment by veterans in her industry, many of whom have weighed in on her current controversial state. Annie Lennox, former vocalist of the Eurythmics, wrote a few posts on her Facebook page about the general state of the industry shortly after Cyrus's infamous Video Music Awards performance. It seems obvious that certain record companies are peddling high-style pornography with musical accompaniment, Lennox said, as if the tidal wave of sexualized imagery was already bombarding impressionable young girls enough. It's a glorified and monetized form of self-porn. Perhaps the one person with the most opinions about Cyrus' latest is Sinead O'Connor. Cyrus said that she was inspired by O'Connor as an artist and particularly by her video For Nothing Compares to You. O'Connor fired back, writing not one but four explicit field letters to the younger singer, urging her to leave her sexualized videos and performances behind. Nothing but harm will come in the long run from allowing yourself to be exploited, O'Connor wrote, and it's absolutely not in any way an empowerment of yourself or other young women. For you to send across the message that you are to be valued, even by you, more for your sexual appeal than your obvious talent. Cyrus is hardly the only one being criticized for her antics of late. She's not the only one responsible for the latest brand of super sexualized music videos, photo shoots, and performances. Selena Gomez, who is just a little bit older than Cyrus, commented on the issue to the audience on several stops on her tour. Every day I get told I'm not sexy enough or I'm not cool enough or if I did this or if I did that, I would have more people love me. Look at this room. I don't have to do any of that to have love, Gomez said, as reported by USA Today. Let me tell you one thing. The sexiest thing I can think, actually, I know, is class. The USA Today article also pointed to actress Rashida Jones, who called on women to be sexy, believe something to the imagination. Singer Charlotte Church recently spoke on how she has been dealing with pressure to be more sexual for years. Okay, so I'm going to stop it there, but it also brings up names such as Scarlett Johansson, Alyssa Milano, Lacey Shabert, I'm sorry, and Jessica Biel. They all said they felt like they were told to be more sexy in order to get work. And like I said, this article is from Desert News via Google. What's your opinions on Dimitri?
Well, you know, looking at the industry, I agree. Sometimes this kind of leaves stuff to the imagination. You know?
Yeah.
I miss that old, well, like, man, I wonder what she looked like if she wasn't in that. You know what I mean? That whole flair is gone now. You know, it's like, okay, I'm gonna get damn near butt ass naked, and I could sell more. My videos will shoot up, my YouTube status will shoot up, my Facebook status. They already know they see. Okay, yeah. What happened when you get to that point in your career where that's not working anymore?
Okay, well, we're tired. We've already seen enough of it.
You know,
yeah.
It's go back to, let's right, you know, since the world is a revolving circle, let's go back to the day where we hid stuff, you know, put the little tight jeans on, nice little shirt, you know, situating your body. Hey, that's a great thing, you know, let them know you got something, but don't let them know what you got, you know, because I think about it, everybody got kids, and they growing up seeing this, and so now their mind is going, okay, if I want to make it in the business, I got to be like, understand Miley, she wants to leave that Disney image behind. Everybody does. Because they don't want to forever be known as, like, Britney. She didn't want to forever be known as the Mickey Mouse Club girl.
Right, yeah.
So she's
it's an easy way to do it. Yeah.
Right, you know, you got to find a way of stepping out that shadow. But you don't have to be stepping out, not taking that giant leap and like, this nigga right here, I'm butt naked, booty bouncing all over the place. You know?
And Miley Cyrus said she ain't really got no booty.
But I'm saying, you know, it's okay. Here's a little bit of me. I'm gonna show you a little thigh. Yeah, I got some pretty thighs. You know what I mean? Got the little skirt on with the little heels on. Got the 6 inches dancing on the pole, being funny. But I'm still fully dressed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you know, but the industry has brainwashed the world. You know, these up and coming artists. That's why I love, you know, the Jill Scott, the India Irees. That's like, look, you ain't finna get me butt ass naked out here. I know I got time.
Right.
I'm going to let my talent show what I can do. You know?
Let it speak for me.
That's where everybody got to go back into their mindset. Let's take it back. You know, let's take it back to the surprise. We got, you know, you could talk about all the stuff you want to do, but let the imagination come back, you know?
Right. My daddy told me that, too. I remember when I went to prom back in 05, you know, I designed my own little dress, went to the lady, had her make it. But when I say that it was definitely more about my body than it was about the dress. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I showed my daddy the prompt. He's like, whoa, you know, leave something to the imagination. But, you know, at the time, you ain't thinking at all. You thinking it's like, you know, and I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Because coming out of high school, you know, I would even say some of the high school stuff is a little over-sexualized. Like, for instance, like my track uniform, when I say them shorts, them weren't shorts, them were panties. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's like you get so comfortable or used to wearing that type of stuff where it's just, you feel like it's nothing after a while. But, you know, but once you become an adult, it's like, you know, you look back on it, it's like, no, you want to cover it up. You know what I'm saying? You show a little bit, you know, maybe a little shoulder action, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, a little thigh, little ankle action, you know what I'm saying? But, like, for the most part, you don't give it all away, you know what I'm saying?
Just like you said, in the track shorts, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had the little, they was low cut, you know, track short. I remember, you know, watching the girls run track. That was the whole purpose, to get more people to come to the track. The track, because remember, a lot of people didn't want to go to the track. I'm not going to go to the track. We going to, you know, then next thing you know, they put the females in the shorter outfit. Oh, track field up.
It was
all the way. I ain't going to even lie, because I was that dude, like, I'm like, AD, come on, man, we can go to the black track team run for a
so we just out here to see that booty jiggle. That's the only reason we're here. We ain't here for no other reason.
You know what? You know, come by, girl, you was smoking them. All that shit,
well,
man, then when you imitate them, when you think about it, when you imitate them, you go, girl, all this is jiggling, your brother just jiggling, telling them the story. But they not paying attention to it. But they now, but you know what, your first thing you're focusing on is that butt jiggling.
That's true. I mean, my thing is, we're men and women, so it's always going to be some type of sexual tension already there. But I just think with the music industry, I think what it is, because you can look at a woman like Adele up there in a big dress singing. You get what I'm saying? And everybody's singing her songs and they're loving her. So my thing is, the talent starts to come into question. Why is it that they're telling you to do all this stuff? Now, I'll give Miley Cyrus, you know, maybe you're young. And when you're young, like I said, sometimes you just, that's how you feel. All right, so, you know, I'll give some people, maybe they just feel that's how they are as an artist. But sometimes it goes from, like, being an artist to being, like, up on a pole. It's like, this should be in a strip club. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a little overthetop.com to be performed in front of people and their kids and their man and stuff, you know. But, you know, I just say let your talent speak for yourself. Like, once you prove that you are talented, I don't have to do this, but I want to do it, then more power to you. But if the first thing you do is come out showing them titties and popping their booty, then, you know, it makes me question whether or not you're really talented. And not only that, if you notice, when women start doing stuff like that, like showing their booties and stuff and all the sexual stuff, if you notice, they have to continue to do that. Like, once you crack that, open that can of worms, it seems like you can't go back to just, you know what I'm saying, just regular songs or whatever. It's like you always have to talk about some sexual. You have to show something in order to get attention. And I just, me personally, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm good.
Right. The perfect example of what you just said, Destiny Child. Remember, when Destiny Child came out, they were never showing nothing.
Yeah, they were very, like, religious and, like, church and stuff.
The mother and father had them, like, look, you're not going out there doing this. It's not what you're doing. This is this and this and this. That didn't happen until they got older. When they got in their 20s and everything, that's, you know, going into their early 20s, when they was having their problems. Okay, we're trying to lose people because they're seeing our problems. Okay, let's give them a little more legs. That's when they jumped into the little mini skirts. You know,
well, I think, like the little old man said, they told him, you know, or told her, you know, hey, if you start showing a little bit more skin, then you might be more likable, or you might not become, irrelevant. Like, I think everybody's afraid of becoming irrelevant. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, you know, hey, if, like Dale said, she's the only person I know in the last 10 years that said, yes, I'm going to take a break, then I'll be back. And like I said, she ain't showing nothing. Okay, she up there in that dress with that big bun on top of her head and them lashes and killing it. Everybody singing her song. You get what I'm saying? So, like
right.
I said, it just makes me question the talent. Like, why are they telling you to go out there and shake your boobs? When they telling this woman, you can sit up there and just snap your finger and people gonna sing. So, you know, but if you have any more comments about this, because if not, we're going to go ahead and spin a few records, and then hopefully we'll be speaking with Mr. Geely tonight, you know, about his music career and all that good stuff.
I'm good.
You good? All right, Mr. Geely. Well, we about to spin a few records here. We about to spin that A Fee Soul Too Long and Big Chris More Than a Thug. So sit back, relax. We'll be right back. And, yeah, this is the
D-Hour
Network, Indie Up Saturday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's our fee soul, y'all. Let them know, baby. You ain't got time for them.
This song makes me think of you.
And the things we used to do.
My mother shit, I thought I saw you just the other night. So long, my body's aching, my heart is breaking. Just pick up the phone.
Just pick up the phone.
I don't wanna be alone.
I don't wanna be alone.
It's been a minute, I've been gone, but I'm coming. I'm diving in your arms, I'll be running. I need your loving. It's been a minute, I've been gone, but I'm coming. I'm diving in your arms, I'll be running. I need your loving.
Money to get in, taking it for, I just gotta say it. Bye-bye, I gotta fly and I'll be right back by your side. I gotta get plenty pennies in for you and one for nada. My one and only mama, I'll be seeing you soon. Gone since November, guaranteed I'ma see you in June. This money grips sport, gotta cut my trip short. Run up in your arms, I'm ducking home, hope I don't get caught. Missing you heavy too, so bad I'll be back in a hurry. Didn't call a pickup cause I just didn't want you to worry. No disrespect to you and us, if we gon' be moving up. Get out of this trust, I'ma do enough. Unnecessary sacrifice, believe that I'm acting right. Keep it tight, while I'm light, we'll be back tonight. Just know I'm fine, baby, I'm on my grind crazy. When I get back, just know you still gon' be my lady.
Yeah, it's a DC ATL collab. Success is a must, so, you know, That's where the whole Gilly Ham came about from.
Okay, okay. You need to put that on a T-shirt. Hustling and always moving. Yes, yes. That is most
right.
definitely something that should be coined. Yes, yes.
Definitely.
Okay. Yes, okay. So what motivates or inspires your sound?
My sound, well, I'm versatile, so I got a lot of different styles, man. Like, I like music. I like the art of music, period. So whatever, you know, that really motivates me. When I hear a beat, a certain style, like, it just motivates me. It just makes me think of something like a painter, like an artist, you know what I'm saying? I just get motivated by the beat, by the music itself, man, by the music itself, and what it's going to bring me, you know?
Okay. Yeah,
I'm so true.
What'd you say, Meech?
I thought that's how it's supposed to be, so true. Be that artist. Let the music take control of you and let it just come on out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
It's more pure that way. You can't force it. Like, if you hear a beat, it make you feel a certain way, make you want to rap about a certain thing, and then that's how you attack it. So that's how it always should be when it comes to music.
True that.
Most definitely, because, I mean, like, the music is pretty much the foundation. You know what I'm
right.
saying? I mean, to build up off with the song. So I most definitely feel you on that one.
Yeah.
What projects are you currently working on?
I'm working on my new project, man. My new mixtape is called BAM, By Any Means. Basically, like, I'm going to succeed by any means, man. I should be out real soon, coming out real soon.
Okay. Meech, did you have any questions?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here, babe. I'm with you. I'm loving the name, Gilly, for real, real talk.
Thank you.
When you hit him with the ham on a date, you know, it's just bananas on him, real talk.
Dang.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, because, you know, it's that name. It's always about that name that makes you stand out, you know? And you got to have that name. So when they know it's you, they will forever know it's you. You know, like how
right.
that Jay-Z stands out, that DMX stands out. So when they hear that Gilly Ham, it'll stand out. Like,
definitely.
When they hear that No Reason, it stands out. So, you know, I'm
right.
Silly.
Right,
silly.
Right.
I like how
appreciate
you it.
You like
that? Yeah, that's smooth. He's smooth.
I try to be. But really,
ain't nothing wrong with
it. I'm feeling the music, real talk, fam. It's great stuff. You know how the way the hip hop game is now. How would you continue reinventing yourself with your style? You know what I mean? Because, you know, we, like we said, we know it's the music. But you still got to be able to hit these cats lyrically too.
Yeah,
you
definitely,
know?
Definitely. Like, and you're definitely right. And that's my whole thing. Like, for me being a up north artist, you know, up north really we was like more lyricists. You know what I'm saying? But in today's game, like, it's not really too much about the lyrics, but I want to keep it. But I also like the way today's game is because I like the bounce and the wave that it got. Like, you know what I'm saying? When you hear today's music, you got to have that. They got to be able to bob your head to it. So my music, my thing is to combine the two. Like, I'm going to give you something you could bounce to and you could bob your head to, but I'm still going to have real lyrics. It's going to be a message in my music. But you're definitely going to be able to ride to it, party to it, or whatever. But when you listen to it, it's going to be lyrics. I'm not just rapping about anything. I'm not talking about 30 subjects in one verse. I'm talking about something. I'm actually going to be spitting about something, but it's going to be in a way that you can vibe to it and bounce to it. So that's my whole goal. That's my style. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just combine the two and just push real good music like that, man.
I ain't going to lie to you. I definitely like your sound. You have that type of sound where, like, if somebody, you've been at work all day and they've been getting on your nerves and you ain't really get to say what you wanted to say, like, I'm going to go on and blast this and I'm about to scream it to the top of my
right.
lungs, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
appreciate
I
it, right.
needed this. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you need some type of songs. You know, like you said, like DMX, what's that? What these bitches want from a nigga? Even though I ain't no dude,
right,
but you get
right.
what I'm saying? But you can see it relate sometimes. It's like, man, you're
yeah.
talking about some real shit over here, you know? So
yeah.
I definitely,
man,
definitely feel you. Definitely.
Yeah, that's what you
okay.
definitely got to do. You definitely got to get the people something they can relate to.
Hell yeah, because I'm telling you, for a year, I think it was a year of my life, I think every day I had to get up and listen to Nina Simone just to get up and go to work. Like,
right,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, I had to have it. Like, it was my breakfast. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely get that feel for me.
No, thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem. No problem. Okay, so back to the questions.
Okay.
What obstacles have you encountered as an up-and-coming artist?
As an up-and-coming artist, my obstacles, the biggest obstacle is myself, man. Like, I'm my biggest critic. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm my biggest critic. And before I put something out to the people, as me being a new artist, like, I want to make sure it's right. Like, everything is right. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes I can over-critique myself. Like, I might be going so hard on myself, like, oh, I'm not feeling this track as much or whatever. I want to put it out. But in actuality, like, if I put it out, people love it. You know what I'm saying? They love it. The feedback I get from it be wonderful. Like I said, I'm my biggest critic, and as being a new artist, that's my biggest thing right there. Like, I just want to come out and I just want to make my staple, like, make my, you know what I'm saying, put my foot down as being a good artist with good music, not just a good lyricist, just good music, period. So that's really my biggest obstacle, man.
Well, I definitely think you're on your way, but, you know, like you said, we are our biggest critics. We always gonna find something wrong, or we could have did this a little bit better, or, you know, but you definitely have the it factor with that. Okay.
Right.
Okay, one last question here. I think one, maybe. But what was your proudest moment today as an entertainer?
My proudest moment today as an entertainer? Definitely. My proudest moment really comes from my fans, but I say, like, I had a post on Hot 97. And that really meant something for me, just to be on that blog site of Hot 97, especially, like I said, coming from New York. I'm from Rochester up north and stuff, but, like, that really meant something. That really means something. But my biggest, like, every time I hear feedback, like, even from y'all, when y'all say y'all mess with my music, like, that's like the biggest thing for me, man. Like, that just makes me feel the best. Like, that's my biggest accomplishment to me, when I hear the feedback from people that listen to my music and they mess with my music. Like, that's the biggest accomplishment for me, really.
Oh, yeah. And like I was telling somebody before, like, if I tell you I like it, because I don't just hand out compliments. You get what I'm saying? Like, like it's awesome if you're coming on the radio, but if I ain't feeling it, you know, we just going to keep it about the interview. But, like, if I feel like it's something that's deep or dope or whatever, I'll let you know, like, yeah, like, that's where it's at. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely think that you have what it takes to get wherever it is you're trying to go, because, I mean, like I said, I was just bobbing my head, like, okay, like, he's talking about some real shit here. You know what I'm saying? So,
appreciate it, definitely.
No problem. Did you have any last remarks before we wrap up the interview?
You know what? Go ahead, and we can wrap that on up. Let him kick his joint off. Let the world bob the way we were bobbing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they need to hear this. They need to get you in circulation, honey. But what I'm going to say, do you have any shout-outs or final remarks, you know, and let people know where they can go and hear your music or get a hold to you if they're trying to get a hold to you?
Definitely. They can go on to download some of my music on thatpiv.com. Gilly, got a couple mixtapes on there, 80s Baby, Last of a Dying Breed, hosted by DJ Sight, Going Postal, hosted by DJ Sight. I'm on Facebook, Gilly Gillingham, Twitter at Gilly585. I want to shout-out the whole Camelot team, my manager, Marvin Man Owens, my whole team, Successful Circle, my man Casso, all his whole movement, Flightboy movement, man, and everybody that's doing it and just trying to make this good music, man. Shout out to them, man. Shout out to y'all for having me, too.
Oh, no problem. And, you know, your manager, he be on it. He called up here.
Oh,
like,
yeah. He don't play. He don't play.
Yeah, he was on it, honey. I'm like, okay. Hey, man.
Yeah, he don't play. He be on us the same way.
Well, I ain't mad at him. You need that. Go ahead,
Meech. Yeah, anytime you want to throw some more music at us, man, feel free. We'll bump you forever and a day over here. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes, definitely. I'll definitely send some more music to you, then. Definitely. Thank you.
We'll put you
right
in rotation.
Keeping
it moving.
Yes.
What
does D always say? D always says, you're no longer a stranger. You are now family in my D Slate voice. But if you want to go ahead and introduce your song, Real Nigga, we're going to go ahead and let that spin. Thank you for calling. Be blessed, brother, and I hope you get everything that you are trying to do and you dream for. So go ahead and introduce your song. I'm going to shut up.
All right, man. It's Real Niggas, man. Definitely a party track. Me and my boy Casso, man. Y'all vibe out to it, man. Hope y'all enjoy it. Real niggas do real things, you heard?
Real niggas doing real things.
Real things.
Put it to the sun, say a real thing. Bad bitch with a lot of mean things.
Mean things.
I can just imagine what the haters saying.
Getting
money, what you doing?
Getting money,
what you doing?
Getting money,
what you doing?
Getting money, nigga.
I'm getting money. Real niggas doing real things. From the definition of real mean. I've been a real nigga since day one. There's a lot of pussy niggas, but I ain't one. You can try luck if you want, but when I date come, just know I took my beats to 30 miles some A1. A young fly nigga, the bitches see it though. I'm dressing all white, looking like a key coat. Soon as a shorty stuck inside my vehicle, I tell that bitch to say, ah, let me see it though. It's going down, she going down. Yeah, that bitch might be your wifey, but she hoeing now. She said I fuck with real niggas, and you roll with clowns. She said your money lightweight, and mine put on some pounds. My fam straight and my kids straight, and we eat good. Understand when you're a real nigga, gotta make sure your team good. And we good, find us where that cloud at. I can't hear you niggas, cause we on that loud pack.
Real niggas doing real things.
Real things.
Put to the sun, say a real thing.
My logo, ask me why I tell them YOLO. These haters want me dead, so mean I shot, now that's a no-no. Headshot shooters, new vests will not protect you. Shouts my nigga Buddha, he's coolin' without a schedule. Pull up to the club like I'm living without a care. We blowin' money fast, yep, the Benji's is in the air. Loud pack smoking, nigga smell different. He smoking Reggie on a regular, screaming about how his money won. Clown nigga humor, they tickle a nigga funny bone. Call me what you want, or the truth rely on the number. My bank account is flooded, Katrina is here among us. Red bottom slippers, they worship the ground I walk. Cold broken down.
I didn't think you did, but I guess that it's time to reconsider thinking this. I reckon you're heading to heaven, bringing it back to the number 7. When I drop, kick your ass like this was a game of check, and I'm a weapon. Aggression shown with little to no discretion. Repossession by the demon, it makes me question my well-being. I believe in Jesus, but repentance can't be the reason. You're still breathing, tears are sleeping for forgiveness. Just too bad that I'm not forgiven, I don't forget that easily. Christ, that sad look off your face, you know you want to be with me. Coming to compose it to these evil deeds. I don't give fucks, so I think of the stuff that'll make these people see. Equally, we're under God, but legally, I plunder. Jobs become your boss and jump your ass with a buck, with a buck and somersault. In the doorway, you hung your cross. Murderous foreplay, wonderful. Heard of the sports, they probably naughty ass. It's got the scary truth, I laugh out loud. Scared a dude, I have him now, nowhere to move.
Hold him,
understand about today's modern society. You gotta get used to musical variety. It's piracy, what's all these rappers try to be. Only one Ice Cube, only one Tupac, only one Nisham, only one Snoop Dogg, only one Ghost Unknown, and that's the art of new frauds. Only one true God watching above, so stopping the dump. I'm stopping the hate, pop popping slugs, dropped in a grave and top of the mud. I'm off in a haze and I brought that blood.
Kill them all, kill them all, kill them.
Only God can judge me now.
Kill them all, kill them all.
Let God be the one to sort them out.
Kill them all, kill them all, kill them all.
Let God only know.
Kill them all, kill them all, kill them all.
Release their blood.
Even get into it, but anywho,
it, you know, everybody eats in love in their own special way.
Yeah,
you know what
that's
mean?
True. Because
you can find that person that knows what you want. And it
right.
makes it so easy for you to love them. But then you got that one that knows what you want, but really ain't trying to give you what you want like that, because he knows if he starts to give or she starts to give you what you want, you're probably not ready for it, really, really ready for it. Everybody say, I want this, I want that, and when it starts coming at you, people panic. Like, oh,
that's
shit,
true.
That is what I
or you find out you really didn't want it. You're like, whoa, that ain't what I really wanted.
You know, some guys, you know, us guys, be like, man, I want to go home to somebody every night, you know, snuggle up in the bed. But then after a while, it's like, did I really want that? Because they done saw something else that they caught their eye, they would like to snuggle up next to. So
you know
like,
what, though? Come on now. That's just a dog in some of these men.
That is not the dog.
That is the dog.
Wait.
Come on,
man. I'm going to tell you, it's not the dog. It's not the dog.
What is it? Break this down to me.
I'm going to break it down like somebody broke it down to me.
Okay.
This is what I always heard. God made women only wonder one for one man, right?
God made women for men?
No. What I'm saying is, it's the whole Adam and Eve thing.
Okay,
the punishment is because we didn't listen. We have wondering eyes. We want to look. We want to taste all the apples in the world. Because that one apple was so damn good, we want to eat the rest of it.
We wanted more.
Right. Due to the fact that Eve did not listen to what God said, I'm going to make you want after one man. While he wants everything else in the world, you will always want that one. And that's that whole, when this person used to tell me that, I'm like, man, you crazy. But now
He is crazy.
No.
So let me tell you how that story actually happened. No, go ahead and finish. I'm going to tell you how that story actually went down. Go ahead. This is how this story actually happened. Adam, hungry ass, ate that apple. But Eve was such a down ass bitch, she took the blame for the man. You said, yeah, I ate the apple, and he's still playing us to this day. So shame on you, Adam.
Yeah, you let your woman take the fall for your
– oh, I ain't going to even get into it, but that's how I think it happened, okay?
So that's how you feel, huh?
I think somebody altered that scripture.
So she was a down chick. She took the fall for
it. She was riding down. She out there in the desert with him. After they didn't kick them out the garden, because, you know, any somebody else, if she wasn't down, she would have left. She would have said, you know what, I'm about to hop on the back of this camel or whatever was back then, and I'm going to ride on off somewhere and leave you out here by yourself. But since we in this together, I'm going to stick by your side. Adam, I came from your rib, okay? Boom.
Okay.
Boom.
Hey, we don't know.
Boom.
We don't know the whole story. Now we don't know. I'm just telling you what I was told. I was told a bunch of times. You know, I had to hear that like every other day. But
well,
that,
he
needs
to get his facts straight, honey. Okay? Get his story together. She done been Ike Turner too much. She brainwashed, honey, because I don't think that's how the story went down at all, honey, okay? Don't think it's how it happened at all. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. That's just my opinion, you know.
I feel you. Same as me. It's just my opinion. You know, whatever happened, my whole thing is there's somebody for everybody. When that person,
when those people
find themselves, they're going to be happy-go-lucky. They're going to be running around like for real time. I'm happy. All day. But until
you know what, you're right. Until then,
they're going to be like, just like you said, what these bitches want from a nigga?
And niggas ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Back and forth. And then the women's going to,
you know, we're going to go back to panties, bills, what you have done for me lately, what you buying, women don't care no more, what you buying a bitch? Let's go. You know what I mean?
If a chick come up to you and say, what you buying a bitch, you probably should run away from her because, I mean, I don't think
Hey, at least she real. She came to the door real, so that means she trying to be real the whole relationship.
Hold on, this is my thing, but it's just the way you say it. You know what I'm saying? I might not come up and say, what you going to buy a bitch, but I'm like, you know, hey, I would like this. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to...
See, but look how you did it. You did it the political, polite way. She probably see, hey, this what we doing, right? This what you doing, nigga? You out here hustling? Well, what you buying a bitch? And you got a dude that goes to work every day, say, you think you can get this for me? That's what you do. But you got to even which way it is, loan it, bring it to the door real.
I'm the type of chick, maybe because this is just how I feel. I'm like, there's nothing wrong with a man doing for his woman, but I feel like if you care about him, you should get him some stuff sometimes, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's just how I feel. Huh?
We can do 60-40.
Well, my thing, it got to be 60-40, but if we in this together, if I'm out somewhere and I see something, I'm like, you know what, I really think he might like this. You know what I'm saying? I'll go ahead and get it.
That's the 60-40 I'm talking about. You know your man. You know what your man like and what you would love your man to look good in. If he come home from a hard day's work and he got the eatable thong panties on the bed for him, and you know he likes stuff like that because that's the kinky shit y'all do with the giraffe logo in for his thing, you gonna buy it. Like, yeah, he gonna dance around the house for me and needs to be funny.
Me too. You got some of that stuff you talking about?
No, I ain't got none of that stuff. But you know your man likes the fresh, like me, like your boy. People that know me, they know I'm a classic type of dude. Give me a pair of jeans, a button up, or some fresh crispy Reebok. Classic. I'm happy. You see a nigga cheesing in a Chicago Bears city hat. I'm happy.
Simple, which is cool because most men, for the most part, from what I've learned about men, all you got to do is feed them, give them that booty, let them do whatever it is their hobbies are, and that's pretty much it. And, you know, they pretty content. Like, they ain't over the top. But like I said, those man divas who, they date women, but, they, you know, they think they prettier than a woman. It's like, oh, Lord, nah, I can't mess with you. I need somebody that play in the dirt and fix shit. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like... I'm sorry. No pretty boys for me. No, thank you. I'll pass.
Do me the favor. Hey, if
yes.
You out, this how you gotta make me happy. If you out, you know a nigga like ice cream. You know a nigga do some McDonald's in a heartbeat. Oh, you know he'll fuck up some tacos. Hey,
Lord.
What time I'm gonna get off? Get dressed. Let's jump on the bike and ride. Put me on a motorcycle. I'm happy. Don't even worry about it. Just like, I done gas the bike up, we can ride. And you got nothing else for me. I'm going to be she's riding with me. We chilling. And I'm down the highway. Come back home. Okay, now it's my turn. I'm going to smack it up, flip it, drop it down. I'm going to even go in the kitchen because a little something. Here you go, baby. You had fun today? All right, good. Cut the Netflix on, and I'm good.
Boom. So you already got your stuff figured out. I ain't mad at you, Meech Meech.
I'm not trying to do the song and dance no more. Simple. You don't want a simple life? I'm the wrong dude. We go out to dinner. We can hit the movies. But you ain't going to see your boy in the club shaking his ass. None of that. Put me on two wheels. I might shoot to a bike event. Show my face. Stay there for about 30 to an hour. Chris Brown, I'm going up to deuces.
Say good night, all. I made my appearance. Now I'm about to go. I feel you on that one, though. I'm just trying to peep the scene. Once I done peeped it, saw who was who, spoke to whoever I was going to speak to. I will see y'all niggas later. I'm about to go home and go to sleep and get rubbed. Peace.
only way your boy going to stay out if it's all about grinding. If I'm getting money for being out, then I'm out. But if I ain't getting no money, I'm in the house.
I heard that. Well, I ain't trying to be funny, but if you stay in the house, it's probably the safest place for you, especially with these crazy people out on the loose, just crazy for no reason. But, yeah, we're going to go ahead and switch directions here. We're going to bring up the producer segment. You want to take the handlebars and pump the gas? Okay.
Yo, I did Captain Kirk on this one.
Boom.
Like we gave you a heads up last week, we're going to start doing a segment called the Super Producer. The segment is about up-and-coming producers. You know, we play all the indie up music. In order for us to have the indie up, we need the producers, the beat makers, the tracksters,
right.
You know, that's bringing all that funk stuff for every lyricist, every R&B singer. Shoot, I might even do a spoken word poetry album off the fat tracks. We can put it all together and do something just to make them go, wow, that's different. So
right.
We're going to bump a few tracks from some producers. Come next week, we'll have them start calling in. Let them interview them. Let them tell you about themselves. Where you can reach them if you like some of their tracks. And, you know, you want
right.
to see what else they have in their system. And
right.
this will be all brought to you by the D-Hour Radio Network. With your boy, D, a.k.a. No Reason and Ray Cole. They're our R&B artists that's going to take over the world. We for the really ready to see you guys. You know, we're gonna keep bringing you all the indie up. Like I said, you know, with the producer, we can't have it without the beats, we have no music. So we're gonna roll a few tracks, let y'all enjoy. Y'all give us thumbs up if you like the segment, you know, let us know what you think. We know after a couple of weeks, and we keep moving. And we keep getting all the hot tracks for you, and we get you hooked up with the people that you want to get into so you can get those tracks.
Yes, yes.
We're going to go with Jay So.
We're going to go with him first. I'm trying to see where the other one is at. If the other one's not on here, that's the only one we're going to bump tonight. So, you know, people start bringing them in, pouring them in. If you know somebody and they got that hot fire, tell them to send it to thehourshow@gmail.com. And, I mean, if you think, you can go ahead and put your tag in it, whatever makes you feel comfortable, because we ain't trying to steal your ish. We just trying to help you network with other people and pretty much give you some exposure. And like I said, if you want to come on the show, feel free. Or like Mitri said, I'm sorry. That's it. I'm going to go ahead and bump Sad Story. This evening, and we will be back on the D-Hour Indie Up Saturday show. Boom.
course I think you cool. You hot too. I'm just saying, I gotta get to know you a little bit better before we can take it to that next level. You know what I'm saying? Tell me who you are, where you plan to go. No secrets I must know, everything about you. Tell me who you are, can I truly have your heart? Will you respect me like fine art? I need to know.
To be in a war. I don't know what it's like to be so far away from my family.
I don't know what it's like
to be the one who stays home. But I do know.
I do know this.
No matter how patriotic you are, or how loving you are, being in a military family can be harder than anyone knows.
If you're feeling at a loss,
you're not alone. There's help. If you need to talk to someone,
please call this number. It's confidential and free.
Your family needs you. We need you.
Thank you for your service.
You might know me, I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are a few in the 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent, and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Yes, and we are back. It is your girl Ray Cole and Michi D. Michi D, aka No Reach. I was gonna say Reach, but you know that's like a tongue twist in itself. And we have our second interview on the line. Let me go ahead and give this brother the proper introduction. Malcolm Tolliver, known as Mookie Tolliver, was born on May 2nd, 1990. At only 23 years of age, Mookie is blessing the stage with his fresh urban R&B style. He is an inspiring singer, dancer, actor, rapper, and music producer from Madison, Illinois. He started singing at the age of 4. He is hoping to make it into the music industry. It takes hard work and dedication, he says, but I have the drive to do so. Mookie hopes you all can help him make it by being the best fans ever, and Mookie appreciates the feedback. Mookie's ability to move a crowd with his smooth dance moves and powerful vocals gained him attention from fans and music producers. Music is my heart and my passion, he said, and I put a lot of hard work and effort into it. He's an admirable young man that wants to inspire youth through his creative arts and self-expression. So let's go ahead and give a warm D-Hour welcome to Mookie. How you doing?
I'm good. What about yourself?
Awesome. We are awesome. Isn't that right? A meech.
We good over here.
Oh, yes. So let's get to it. You know, I'm not one to waste no time. So first off, tell us the inspiration behind your name.
The inspiration behind my name is basically Tolliver. That is my last name. Mookie was basically the nickname that my mother gave me. Just like I never liked that name, you know what I'm saying, as a kid, because I was always getting, you know, joked about Mookie smell like, you know the rest, you know the rhyme. And I kind of was, you know, I didn't like it. But after my mom passed away when I was 9 years old, I kind of said, you know, so I'm going to cherish Mookie. So therefore, I'm going to go by Mookie Tolliver.
Okay.
That's how I came up.
Okay. Well, you didn't even know she was giving you a gift there, you know.
Yeah.
Let's see. Just a gift to be used later on. Yep. Okay. Who is your biggest musical inspiration?
My biggest musical inspiration would be, I would say, Michael Jackson. I like a lot of old school, too, so I have to say the Gap Band, Charlie Wilson.
Okay.
I like Boyz II Men, you know, all the old school groups, New Edition. And I like Ryan Leslie, you know. He's really cool. So.
Okay.
Wow.
You like that original R&B, like that early 90s when they was rocking them Timberlands and button downs.
that's real R&B and it's true, you know.
Yes, it is. It's not that watered down stuff, so I definitely agree with you on that one. Let's see here. What inspires your music, and do you write your own music?
What inspires my music is life itself and the things that you go through. You know, love, all that love at first, it just kind of hits you, you know what I'm saying? So music kind of, you know, expressing emotion, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of better, you know what I'm saying, song
right.
than said. So, but I'm like majority of the songs, I mainly write them. There was a couple of songs, like the video that I do have out, Can't Let It Go. A friend
mm-hmm.
of mine, Sean, wrote that. You know, I'm not afraid to, you know, say, you know, somebody wrote for me, you know. But all the other kind of joints, I wrote myself, though.
Okay. Yeah, it ain't nothing wrong with having somebody else write, because sometimes other people can capture an emotion, you know what I'm saying, or that you can relate to, and it's like, you know, it's a real song, you know. So it's definitely nothing wrong with that at all. Let's see here. What projects are you currently working on?
I'm currently working on my EP album, which will be coming out probably, I'm supposing around in May. It'll be on iTunes.
Okay.
Soon, so.
I'm kind of working on my single, which is Yes Man. The video shoot will be next month. So I'm currently working on setting things up for that too as well.
Okay, that's awesome. Meech, you got any questions?
Hey, Mookie, in your career, I know you have performed with different artists. Which artist performance stands out the most to you?
I would have to say the Trina Jeremiah concert that I did. Because it was something new for me, like opposing to brushing up to a new and grown crowd, and that was like the first crowd, like its capacity of probably 2,000 plus. That was my first time actually being in front of a big crowd like that. So yeah, it was kind of, you know, a shock, and you know, I'm the type of person where I get nervous once I hear the news. But I never get nervous like the day of the show. So it's like once I find, like, okay, we got you a gig, I'm kind of nervous. Like, dang, okay, shoot, what I'm going to do? I hope they like my music. But then after that, the nerves just go away because it's something that I live and breathe for. So.
Oh, wow. I need to know your secret. Yeah, I need to know your secret because, like, if I get the news that I have to do a show, I'm nervous. I'm not nervous up until I get to the show, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm here. So I need that to reverse so I can be on your level, honey, because I'm like, oh, man, let me get a drink right quick. But, okay, I'm going to jump back to the questions. What obstacles have you had to face as an up-and-coming artist?
That I have to face? Getting declined by record labels. It was one record label where they called me 10 minutes before I had a show, like, well, basically before I was going to hit the stage. So I got a call, and they told me I wasn't what they're looking for. It kind of crushed me, you know. I kind of too much didn't want to hit the stage, you know. But a good friend of mine named Stephen White, but he's known as Big X, he was like, hey, man, you know, I'm down just as well. Like, I kind of made him cry with me, you know. But he just told me, you know, we got to continue to do our thing. So I went out there and kind of gave him my all with the performance, and everybody enjoyed it. So I appreciate the love that came.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know what? Like, a lot of great people have been rejected. You get what I'm saying? Like, several times. Like, you know, people thought Einstein was crazy. You get what I'm saying? But we still talking about him today, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I would definitely say don't let something that minute, I mean, I know it didn't stop you, but you get what I'm saying? But like, I'm just happy you didn't let it, you know, stop you or deter you from pushing forward with what you want to do and with your life, you know. Okay, so I have a few more things to say here, then we're going to be introducing your song. Where is it at? Yes Man. Okay. How can listeners get in contact with you, or where can they go and listen to or download your music?
Everything will be Mookie Tolliver. I have in Hawkshare. You can look me up on Hawkshare. You can look me up on SoundCloud, on Reverb Nation, you know, YouTube, everything. You can just search Mookie Tolliver, or you can just basically Google me, basically, you know. So I'm pretty sure I'll pop up.
They Google him, boo. They type me in Google. Y'all ain't ready. I heard that. Okay. Meech, did you have anything that you wanted to say? Any final remarks?
No, I'm good. I just want to make some songs. You know me. You know, when
and
I
you say
quiet,
you ready, you ready to bounce some shoulders.
You know,
you ready to bounce your shoulders, bob your head.
Yeah.
I hear you over there. Okay, Mooks, did you have any last remarks, shout-outs, or anything of that nature?
Yes. I just want to tell you guys, thanks for the opportunity for me to actually come on your show. It's kind of hard for unsigned artists to actually find opportunities. I know it's a lot of opportunities out there. You just have to go and get it. But, you know, opportunity to come to you, it's overwhelming. It's a blessing, you know. And I like to give a shout-out to God. My family, my friends, Madison, East St. Louis, you know, since 618, all
ooh,
day,
ooh.
314.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. I'm sorry, the hood came out of me. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But I did want to say this to you to before we close or close out here. And the reason I saw, we're Facebook friends, of course, as you know. And, you know, and I pay attention to, like, the artists that are on my Facebook because I feel like, you know, we really have to work together in order to achieve our goals. And I see, you know, I see that you're doing your thing. You going to shows. You're doing your covers. You know what I'm saying? Like, that you're really putting yourself out there. So if it's any way that I feel that I can help a fellow artist, you know what I'm saying, I'm a try. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to reach out to you and try because, you know, united we can stand, divided we fall. That's just how I feel about it. But with that being said, I want you to go ahead and introduce your song, Yes Man.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the new upcoming single off my EP album called Yes Man. It's something grown, some sexy, and it's for the ladies, you know. We can get into it.
Boom.
Mookie, baby.
Mookie, baby. They ain't ready. Here we go.
It's Mookie, baby.
Yeah.
When you're feeling down, I'll make you feel better. If you're feeling pain, I'ma turn your pain to pleasure.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the city of bright lights. The only city with a microphone in the sky, Dallas. Real music. I go by the name of Bebe, a.k.a. Mr. A. Bebe, a.k.a. Mr. I Say Poppin' Tags, BKA, the Governor by 20. Allow me to introduce y'all to my homie, De Chavo. The best that ever did it and got away with it.
Lights and shining stars, everybody round town, they know who we are. Top shelf, nigga, ain't nothing but me regular. Cutting $1 million deals up on that cellular. Flashy lifestyle, close your eyes and picture me. Pushing foreign V's and rocking Christian Louis V's. Street approved, so I rock and rep that silverback. I even got some 28s up on that Maybach. Sipping pina colada, eating something that's proper. Spanish girl on my lap, she be calling me papa. She be draped in that Prada, love that when I'm inside her. I tell her ain't no outer, she love me like a father. I'm the chopper, man, that means money, man. It ain't for me in a week to spend $100,000. Please believe me, man, I seen it, homie, done it all. I'm a true definition of a real boss.
High for the done. Call me young boss for all the that I run. Ready for the world, earth, wind, and fire. 5-year run, now the kid can retire. Ball like the best, I'm a true all-star. Jumping out fresh, people know who we are. Call me hood rich and I take it how it come. Blue and white diamonds got me shining like the sun. Taking vacations 7 days on the ocean. Bad Brazilian rub me down with the lotion. Live every day like it's probably my last. Can't take the with me so I blow money fast. Diamonds and pearls for my precious little girl. My eat greedy get to fly across the world. Everything free and it's all on me. Just the life and bright lights is all I can see. She.
That I'm the word around town, but I don't hear it cause I'm downtown underground. Eating 5-star meals, trying to gain a couple pounds with a 5-star chick, sipping wine a couple rounds. The bartender sexy, she feeling my style. I'm feeling the smile and I think that she may be wild. I'm hardly ever nervous, I stay in front of a crowd. People looking at me funny, it may be cause of the loud. Kush cologne scent, they're pushing long scent. Say what you want about me, you can put your own print. Instead of speaking out, I'd rather let the song vent. It take the right amount of words and not the wrong content. The weather feel good, temperature quite right. You really wanna see the city take a night flight. So you can see the different colors like a night bright. We call it the triple D, big builders and bright lights.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like
a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Boom, and we are back. It is Ray Cole, Meetri D, a.k.a. No Reasons, on the D Hour Network, Indie Up Saturday. We just got done playing Mookie Tolliver's Yes Man. And thank you so much for coming on, sir, and D Shavo's Bright Lights. Okay, so we got a little bit of time left here. You know, I kind of want to talk about this whole T.I. and Tiny situation. Have you heard about this in the news, Meetri dear?
Nope.
Okay, so let's see how long this article is because I ain't going to read no extra long one. Okay, so I'm going to skim through this right quick. Okay, here we go. Got to do my ghetto girl pop. Anyways, okay, after the status of his marriage landed in this week's rumor mill, rapper T.I. has officially broken his silence and cleared up the chatter that he and his wife, Tamika Tiny Harris, were headed towards Splitsville. The self-proclaimed King of the South dismissed speculations that his 3-year marriage to the former escaped singer was on the rocks, explaining to TMZ that the pair was involved in a big argument prior to Sunday's Grammy Awards. T.I. said that Tiny wanted to attend the event and walk the red carpet, and T.I. did not. Yada, 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 they got into an argument. But what the speculations are that he cheated on her, had some type of love child or something like that. So that's what they're speculating. So, yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
Why had to have a love child? Why got to cheat?
You say, why you got to be a rascal? How come you just can't be mad?
I believe the dude is in love with the girl, yo.
Got an empire together.
Right, he's in love. One thing about a dude, he ain't trying to break up no money.
Big
money, I know me. I ain't trying to make up. I ain't going to break up no money. Look, we got our problems, but we ain't going to break this money up. We gonna work through this. You know, I know money don't run everything, but still, we make it too much.
Yeah.
That's just me. You know, grind squad is building. You know, that's how I get down. It's all about the money. If we build our empire, we're going to be all right. You know, some people can't build an empire and have love and be happy with what they get. They want it all. Look, I'm a contentful person. Look, we got the money. Yeah, you can't have a relationship that's perfect. I don't care what you say. There is no such thing as a perfect relationship. Especially if you're in the business, it's always going to be a problem.
Right.
You T.I., you Jay-Z, you Beyonce, trust me, everybody named mama will love to get their hands on you. Everybody.
Well, you know what, though? My thing is this, though. Like, when it comes to that, I mean, I think what it is too, like, if people see a successful couple arguing or something, that's, like, big news, and, you know. And, you know, T.I. ain't no bad-looking dude, so, you know, the first thing most people assume is, ooh, he got to be cheating on it. You know what I'm saying? But like you said, they got an empire together. Like, I mean, they got that whole show. You know, she held him down before he got into the music business. So, I mean, you know, like, and you know, like you said, it is somebody for everybody because people love differently. Like, you know, not only that, if you find somebody that I can tolerate this with you, you can tolerate this with me, and we can work as a team and make things get to the next level or wherever we're trying to go. You know, that's a hard thing to find, like somebody that you can really be like, you know what, I tolerate a lot. I can deal with the stuff I don't like about you. Like, the stuff I don't like about you ain't that bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you find that, you winning. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, just like that song said earlier, what was she talking about? Some loving you but don't like you. What was she saying? She was saying something about, I forget what it was, but, you know, something along those lines where I'm in love with you, but, you know, I really don't want to be with you because, you know, you tripping type stuff. So, you know, if you can find that, I say kudos to you. I say everybody else, mind their own business. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times people don't realize that outside influence can ruin a relationship too. You know, everybody chirping about what's going on. Yeah, in your business, in your life, and you done left your man and broke up your empire over some craziness. So, everybody,
you know,
if you're listening, go ahead.
Yeah, because this woman or this man might not never even did nothing. But you
right.
let the outside world influence you on what's going on.
Right.
And you're going, I'm breaking up with you because I know you had to do it. You know, this dude like, I ain't slept with another woman since I've been with you. Or I ain't never touched
right.
another man since we've been together. But you just
do. I want nobody this, but you.
You know, I'm like, look, if I'm with you, I'm with you to the end. Whatever you do is what
right.
you do. As long as you walk right. your butt in that door at a decent time, you don't come in and smell like no other nigga. Or... You know, hey, shit don't change. Hey, I'm with you. I would never doubt what you do. Now, I might talk shit about some of the shit you do, but, you know, when you start doing that stupid stuff, it's going to make me question you. Like, okay, maybe this shit is coming. Maybe what they're saying is true. Let me look at it a little more. And that's when the magnifying glass come out. I start checking your ass for fingerprints. I got me a dusting kit. Color.
Well, see, you a little bit deeper than me, because me personally, if I feel like there's some fishiness going on in her, I'm not going to do all that. I'm not going to be calling no bitches. I ain't going to be showing up with your job acting crazy. I'm going to just let you know straight up what time it is. Like, if you are doing something, don't be dumb enough to get caught. You know what I'm saying?
That's
all I'm going to say.
Like I said, don't you walk, hey, don't you continue doing what you were doing when we got together? I ain't got no reason to doubt you.
Right.
Okay.
Don't be stupid.
She walked in the door at 6:30. It is now 6:32. She ain't called me yet. And let me know she running late. Or, you know, text a nigga, hey, I'm stopping off at the store, so I won't be sitting. You know, I might be wanting to go do something. I'm waiting for you to walk in the door. So I at least could say, hey, baby, you know, I'm finna go do this. Or, you know, I wanted
mm-hmm.
to see you before I roll out, just in case, you know, like the song, so I don't make it home at night. Anything can happen. At least I got a chance to see you that one more last time. I'm a firm believer of that song. Yo, let a nigga know you okay. I don't like going to bed mad because God
yeah.
can take somebody in the middle of the night, either you or me. And I, you know,
right.
I don't want our last conversation to be fuck you and woo woo this and that. And
you right.
And next thing else, it happens.
My grandma used to tell me that all the time. She used to say, don't go to bed angry. You know, you don't get
it
when you a kid. You thinking like, what that mean? You know.
Yeah, my mom say that all the time. She used to say that all the time. Means you don't go to bed because you don't know what's going to happen.
Right,
you know?
Right. Well, not all that. You can't really sleep good when you're angry either. You know what I'm saying? You go to sleep with a whole lot
yeah.
of stuff on your mind. You can't even really... Can't even get comfortable. You know what I'm saying? You tossing
yeah.
and turning like,
yeah,
let me go get a drink.
I'm tossing and turning like a mug. I'm
yeah,
like, look, I know you mad at me. I'm sorry, even if it ain't my fault. But look, I'm sorry. Just snuggle in next to a nigga, make him feel comfortable. You know?
You say just bring it in.
just put it in your spot. Put it up in there. And let me go to sleep. Then after I go to sleep, you can roll away from me and be mad. Just let's have a nigga go to sleep.
I need my cuddles to get to bed. I can't get to bed and you playing games. You know what I'm saying? Let's squash this. I'm trying to get snuggled up so I can lay down, go to sleep, and be feeling good. But you want to be mad all night. I sure feel
you. Know what I mean?
Go ahead.
Hey, throw the little soft music on or something. Let me try to make it up to you. No, come on. We're going to get comfortable. You know what I mean? Put the baby to sleep.
You know,
make sure that little nigga sleep.
You know what, though? My thing is I don't, if I go to, like, you would have to really piss me off to the point. And if I get that mad, I probably don't want to sleep next to you. You know it. But 9 times out of 10, let's just get over it. Let's go to sleep. let's snuggle, you know what I'm saying? So we both can get to sleep good and just call it a night. Like, whatever we argued about or whatever we supposed to be mad about, it probably ain't that deep no way, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, let's just forget about
like
it,
I
you
said,
know what I'm saying?
I'm that dude, I'm like, look, baby, I was wrong.
They'd be
like, how you wrong? And I did it. Look, I was wrong because I must have did something to make you feel that way that you had to do it. So I'm sorry.
I just don't want to argue with you. I just don't want to do it.
I hate that comment. I hate that, you know. And sometimes it's not a good situation because it makes a lot of shit build up in a person. But I'm like, look, we ain't got to argue. I don't want to argue. Don't fuss me, no fight me. Look, I'm sorry. I won't do it again. I'm going to try not to do it again. I ain't going to say I won't. I'm going to try not to do it again. And please forgive me this time.
We up out of here. See y'all next Saturday, 7 p.m. Central Time. Look it up if you don't know what that means or what your time zone is. Night, night.
Chris Brown. Just if you don't know what that means, that means deuces.
Deuces. Peace. Adios. DIY@gmail.com if you want to be on the show. If you want to be in the producer segment, hit it up, hit it up, hit it up, hit it up.